Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What? It's the weekend! 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes.
No work. All play.
You know, banging on the drums, I think it's good for you.
Yeah.
I really do. I wish that my drum lessons would have paid off back in the day. If that drunken, stoned, long-haired, freaky person had showed up once in a while.
Yeah.
Might have learned me a thing or two.
You might have got learned.
Oh.
Yeah, then you'd be hanging out with, you know, Neil Peart back in the day.
Yeah.
All those other guys.
Yeah. I could have been a superstar.
You could have been a star, Bob. Could have been a star.
Yeah, how about all that?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see. Oh, we're going to New Orleans. Head to New Orleans. That's where the big party is if you're working for ICE.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to do a big sweep in New Orleans. Good luck. Need a big sweeper.
Yeah.
Where pretty much, now I shouldn't say anything negative because I have never been. I had one of my best friends lived there for years, invited me all the time, come to Mardi Gras or just for anything.
Sure.
And never made it there, and I could kick myself for that. But anyways, from other people, I've heard descriptive words like, you go there and you're sober, you walk into some of those places, it's an odd...
aromatic?
Smell of, yes of pine sol and...
why they needed pine sol.
And stomach bile, if you know what I'm saying, in a non-graphic way.
I was trying to be nice.
I thought I was being nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Federal immigration teams in New Orleans this week arrested dozens of criminal aliens accused of violent and predatory crimes, including rapists, thieves, human smugglers, domestic abusers, and child endangerers. DHS officials said the operation was part of a nationwide push to dismantle sanctuary protections and remove the worst of the worst from American communities, underscoring President Trump's directive to prioritize public safety and deportation efforts. Who in their right mind would want to live in the vicinity of people who are accused of rape and human smuggling and other things? Violent, predatory crimes.
Does not sound like your dream neighborhood.
No.
No.
So why do these people keep voting for Democrats that keep the sanctuary city and, in some cases, state policies, you know, why would you continually support that? DHS law enforcement continues to arrest these folks, and DHS Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin said President Trump and Secretary Noem have made it abundantly clear criminal illegal aliens are not welcome in the U.S., even if liberal activists think they are. I like it. DHS officials provided details about the types of criminal aliens recently arrested. I'm not going to go through all the names, but indeed, convicted for forcible rape, aggravated battery, previously arrested for aggravated battery. This same criminal, an illegal alien, convicted rapist from Cuba, who attempted to evade justice by taking advantage of these sanctuary laws. Another one was from Guatemala, smuggling, arrested for smuggling of a person.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not drugs, but people.
Yep.
Okay. That's different.
Another one from Honduras, twice entered the country illegally, previously arrested for simple battery, strangulation, and domestic abuse of a child. Yeah. Oh, no, it's just a little bit of strangulation.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that crazy? There's another one from Nicaragua. Known to be a member of the 18th Street Gang, previously arrested for contributions to the delinquency of a juvenile. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we will continue going after the worst of the worst across this nation until every criminal illegal alien is arrested. And that's what Trisha McLaughlin said. She's the DHS Assistant Secretary. And we're getting law and order. We're making the streets safer.
Gotta love it.
Trump has a great story to tell. And, of course, the left and the lefty media are going to take the side of street protesters and illegal aliens. And that's a problem.
That's just a mess.
Let's see if this is some of the same. Oh, DHS officials announced a milestone. That's right, they've reached and grabbed up off the streets 10,000 criminal aliens being arrested in the sanctuary city of L.A. Many of these are violent criminal aliens, a woman who had 14 previous convictions. Other arrested include illegal aliens with charges and convictions for murder, drug dealing, sexual offenses, and other criminal offenses. Can you imagine that? 10,000. Tell me that doesn't impact the crime rate. And remember, how many crimes are committed where they don't get caught? Mm-hmm. How many crimes are committed where, you know, they don't have maybe enough evidence for a conviction?
Right.
You think about that. A lot of crimes go unreported as well, especially if it is immigrant on immigrant type crime. You're afraid to call the police because maybe you're there illegally. So you're preyed upon as well. It's not safe for anyone. Immigration enforcement teams surged in Los Angeles this weekend, arrested multiple criminal aliens who made the DHS worst of the worst list. And that is something. Sanctuary areas like California release criminal illegal aliens back into the streets to victimize more innocent Americans. ICE arrested Anna Elizabeth Lopez de Reyes, who has 14 criminal convictions, including cruelty toward a child, burglary, fraud, and hit and run. We're calling on sanctuary politicians to stop the madness and turn the criminals over to ICE. So there you go. New Orleans grabbing the bad guys and gals in some cases. And in L.A., they reached the 10,000-person mark.
Isn't that crazy?
It really
that
is.
It's even possible.
And how many times have we been told it's always a small percentage of criminals that commit the large percentage of crimes? So these actions definitely will make a difference, an immediate difference, and then down the road as well.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you've got judges that are still, again, like sticking up for the illegal aliens. A judge demanding that the Department of Homeland Security release famed illegal migrant Kilmer Abrego Garcia from detention pending his deportation. Quote, respondents shall release Garcia from ICE custody immediately. Judge Paula Zinnes declared that on December 11th. The judge, who was nominated by, shocker, President Barack Obama, continued, respondents shall notify Abrego Garcia's counsel of the exact time and location of his release no fewer than 4 hours prior to releasing him, and notify the court of the status of Abrego Garcia's release by email to the chambers no later than 5 p.m. today. And that came out yesterday, midday. This is crazy. They want to know when he is going to be released so that they can protect him in some way. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. In other words, the exact opposite of how it should be. They, meaning the sanctuary folks, refuse to let ICE know when they're holding or when they're going to release an illegal alien who's committed a crime. But yet they want notice so that they can protect right. an actual illegal immigrant. It's upside down and backwards. Yep. Wow, 9:15 already on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Think about upbeat positive thoughts. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. More headlines on the way, and the Democrats use another anniversary to try to push gun control. Details on that coming up, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
No pressure.
No, not at all.
Just have a few more segments until we can enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, everybody enjoys the weekend. The weather is supposed to be just absolutely gorgeous, mid-70s on Saturday, maybe a couple degrees warmer on Sunday. Just a little bit of clouds here and there, but mostly sunny. Enjoy, my friends. This is why we live in this beautiful area. 920 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yays. Yays.
Aren't you glad it's Friday, Bob?
It's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, yes. Where the answer is always yes.
Yes.
All right. Sorry about that, Pierce. I messed up. December 12th, 13th, 14th. That would be this weekend. The Road to Bethlehem, a live outdoor production of The Christmas Story. This is a free event. It really brings Christmas alive in the story of Jesus. I think you'll absolutely love it. It's at Camp Kalakwa in High Springs, and it is going on, like I said, all this weekend. For more information, it is free, but you might want to get more information by going to campkalakwa.com, or you can find it on Facebook, Camp Kalakwa. All right, and that will be a very enjoyable evening, obviously. Bring the fam.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the family.
That'd be cool.
United States Senator Democrat Chris Murphy and Bozo Stolen Valor Lion's Sack of Garbage Richard Blumenthal, another D.
He's awful.
I-C-T. I mean, a Democrat from Connecticut. Together with various Connecticut Democrats in the U.S. House, are poised to use the upcoming 13th anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary attack to push more gun control. Look, without going deeply into it, because we don't really need to, do you remember the story? Let me give you the short story. This kid had troubles. He had issues. He wanted to get to a gun so badly, he was willing to murder his own mother to get the key to open up their gun cabinet so that he could retrieve a gun that he used in killing a bunch of kids. He murdered his own mother to get a hold of a gun. What exactly would you put on the books from a legal perspective? You can't kill your parent because they're preventing you from getting a firearm. I believe that that is probably covered already, right? What do you put in there additionally from a law perspective, from a gun control perspective, that somehow could possibly maybe even lower the odds that this kind of thing could occur in the future? Is there any ideas out there?
Well, if you would take all the guns off of the planet, then they say it would be fine. Because
yeah.
Nobody would kill each other in any other manner.
No, not with knives, not with blunt instruments, not with cars, not by explosives, yeah, not by drowning, poisoning, etc. Yeah. No, that would never have. The world would be totally pristine. These bozos, Murphy, Blumenthal, get out of here. Murphy said, we should be passing laws every single year. We should be passing laws every single year related to firearms.
What again, what does a new one matter? What does it do? What does it accomplish?
In reality, it makes enjoying your Second Amendment much more difficult for law-abiding citizens. Law-abiding. That's the only thing that gun control has ever done. Prevented law-abiding citizens from fully enjoying their God-given, creator-given right to bear arms, as outlined in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, under the Bill of Rights. That's all that it serves. That's all it will ever serve. And they know that. These restrictions, they might sell it to you as somehow it's going to prevent this heinous act from occurring again, but it won't. It hasn't. History has proven that. Statistically has proven that as well. Anecdotally has proven that as well. So we know that. So why the push for gun control then? In reality, why? You know, if you're naive, you think that, well, you know, they're just trying to make things, you know, as safe as they can. You know, the public safety thing. You know, we got to at least, well, we got to do something. That's the naive approach. The reality is, These people want to disarm Americans because that is the only thing that stands between them or us and a totally Marxist type government. And they know it. And so they can't come right out and say we need to outlaw and ban all guns. They couldn't. The culture in America is too strong. They would not allow for that. We would not allow for that. So they have to do this incrementally in tiny little bits and tiny little slices. A little bit here and a little bit there. But it is like rust. They never sleep. They'll constantly promote and push it. It's the first thing that comes out of their mouths when something bad happens. Well, we need to... And I love the latest incantation that they've done. Common sense. Gun control laws. Common sense. You know, it's just... Common sense. Gun control laws. Yeah. All right. So, and one of these people even said, one of these politicians, I know that we can do something as members of Congress. I know that we can do something as elected officials. Yeah, you can do plenty. You can infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens. That's what you can do. That's what you want to do. Can you do anything that will stop evil, bad people from doing evil things? No. However, we have known of stories of good people with guns stopping bad people.
All the time.
With guns. Well, a lot. It happens a lot more often than the lamestream media would like to inform you of. We also know that for a fact. Right? All right. Hey, Dick Van Dyke, 100 years old, celebrating his 100th birthday.
Is that crazy?
I don't think he's cleaning out chimneys anymore, I don't think.
But he does hit the gym two or three times a week.
What happened to his wife, Laura? Are they still sleeping in separate beds?
I'm not sure. You know, that's a good question.
Rob and Laura Petrie.
Rob!
Does that ring any bells?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Ted Danson was among many stars who were celebrating Dick Van Dyke's legendary career, and his official birthday is actually tomorrow.
Yes.
He'll turn 100 officially tomorrow.
That's pretty cool.
And I know, politically, I think maybe he's a little bit, you know, out to lunch.
He's a little Hollywood, yeah.
But in this case, let's stick to that. The fact that he was a talent, the fact that he's made a lot of people laugh, generations.
Absolutely.
And so we'll focus on that. But apparently Ted Danson said that Dick Van Dyke is his hero.
Was he wearing blackface at the time, Ted? I mean, this time?
No.
Okay.
Like he did when he was dating Whoopi?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's...
Okay.
He probably hadn't done that in a while.
Probably
I'm just
not.
Guessing.
I just, you know, I haven't seen any pictures lately, so he's asking.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away for things that make you smile. More headlines as well. And it is Friday. Enjoy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Going deep, deep, deep back into your memory banks. It is 9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. Yeah, baby. Weekend's going to be gorgeous. So enjoy. Enjoy. Do you remember the Queen of Mean? Leona Helmsley. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Real estate mogul. Remember that? Yep, because... it was on this day that she went to prison. Yep. And
wow, that's a flashback. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I have to find my spot that I already lost on that story.
Hey, when that happens.
Yeah, so do I. I was trying to remember exactly what the year was.
Hmm.
Do you remember what it was?
Let me see if I can find
Yeah.
I know where I can look, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an example of a live radio. I don't see it on... My goodness, how could I miss it? Saturday Night Fever, we did that one.
1989.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
What were you doing on this day in 1989? Wow. I can tell you that the Queen of Mean was going to prison. She received a 4-year prison sentence, 750 hours of community service, and a $7.1 million tax fraud fine from New York. And people who knew her never liked her. People who didn't know her, like the rest of us, the general public, soon learned how to dislike her.
Yes.
When she quipped, "Only the little people pay taxes."
Oh, what yeah. arrogance she had.
Yeah.
The Queen of Mean.
Yep. And they were living large, to say the least. Given her offensive personality, many were quite pleased by her legal troubles. Even celebrity lawyer Alan Dershowitz could not win her immunity from the law following her conviction. A federal judge, John Walker, publicly reprimanded her, saying, "Your conduct was the product of naked greed and the arrogant belief that you were above the law."
Yeah.
Leona Helmsley was sent to jail in 1992, released in 94. In 2002, Helmsley, whose husband Harry died in 1997, again, found herself in court after being sued by Charles Bell, a former employee who accused Leona of firing him solely because he was homosexual.
Oh.
Here's the interesting thing. A jury ordered Helmsley to pay him more than $11 million in damages. But that still isn't even as good as she treated her own dog.
Oh, that little thing was taken
care of. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Hemsley died in August of 2007 at the age of 87, and she famously left $12 million to her dog, Trouble.
How ironic is that, considering all the trouble Leona was in?
So. Yeah, well, she named the dog maybe appropriately.
Yeah.
And that was probably a happy time for him, too, to be rid of her.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of people that I think particularly cared for her in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, I guess she wasn't the type to make friends.
Yeah, not so much.
So to speak. Yeah. From the file of another stupid thing a lefty has said. This one's very, very bothersome. I'm talking about Senator Mark Kelly. You know, served our country, also was an astronaut. You want to give him respect. Mm-hmm. Respect is due. But when he goes on these tirades against Donald Trump, it really does start to wear on you.
Yeah.
And saying things where you start boasting about your family's military service and take on kind of an air of arrogance.
Yeah.
And again, I think the average, warrior doesn't really operate that way.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it's the politician in him now is, he's showing who maybe he really is. But he said that President Donald Trump does not understand what it is to be an American.
What?
I mean, that's kind of an outrageous statement. He doesn't understand what it is. Boasting of his family's military service and saying that he feels bad for Trump supporters in an interview he had with the guy was out of a job, Jim Acosta. I guess he's got some little podcast. And speaking with him on Wednesday, virtual appearance on his show, Senator Mark Kelly went on a rant calling Trump's presidency a travesty for this country. I don't think Donald Trump has read the Constitution. I think he's ignorant to it. He's ignorant to a lot. I don't think he understands that this is the foundation of our democracy. If you're going to be arrogant and you're going to be rude and you're going to be nasty and you're going to say that the president of the United States, who was elected by the people, doesn't and hasn't read the Constitution and doesn't understand what it is to be an American, but you use the term democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Which we all know is mob rule. Look, if you're not talking about the Constitution and you want to talk in general, easy terms to understand, throwing the word democracy out there may be acceptable. But when you're talking in terms of this guy hasn't read the Constitution, but then you oversimplify our form of government, actually not oversimplify it, really change it. A democracy is not what we have, and it's not what we've ever had.
No.
And trust me, you would not want a democracy. A democracy is and always will be mob rule. As long as you enjoy the comfort of being with a majority, you can prey upon a minority all day long. That's what democracy is. And this bozo who's pointing at our president and saying he's ignorant, this guy's an ignoramus.
Imagine being told and had to live like they are making decisions in New York or California, and we had to live under that. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we've got a constitutional representative republic, okay? And the idea behind that is that our freedoms are based on individual freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of freedoms you want, individual freedoms, so that every individual has rights and is to be respected. You have no rights as an individual in a democracy, especially if you find yourself in the minority. Yeah, like Greg said, can you imagine what goes in California, because it's a very populous state, could rule the roost. All you need is a majority on anything. And the minority suffers. Our founding fathers were smarter than that. So for Mark Kelly to go down this path and not really have his own ducks in a row, it's frustrating. He says, I don't think he understands what it is to be an American. And he also pointed out nobody in his family has ever served in our military. Real warriors generally don't make those kinds of statements or comparisons. They just don't. There's a certain humility about the true warrior that they possess.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've come in contact with a few, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But It is interesting as well that he says he doesn't understand what it is to be an American. But Trump is the guy who really ushered in what we have today in the Republican Party, which is the party that represents the average citizen, mm-hmm. represents the working man. Remember? That used to be the Democrats. And Republicans were referred to as country club Republicans.
Yes.
Even my father, when I registered Republican to vote for Ronald Reagan back in the day, said, "You registered Republican? He says, why'd you do that?" And I said, "I really like this guy, Ronald Reagan." He said, "Yeah, but Republicans, that's the party of the rich." And I said, "Well, maybe that's what I aspire to be someday." Mm-hmm. And my dad was always just thoughtful and wonderful guy. You know, he wasn't looking to start a fight or anything.
Right.
And it is interesting. He saw things change in the Democrat Party through his lifetime. He's long since passed, but he saw that. He saw things change. And now the Republicans do. They represent the middle class and the working man.
Mm-hmm.
So you say that he doesn't understand what it is to be an American. It is funny that, yes, we have this billionaire who is in better touch with Americans and the American dream than, well, any politician really that's come before him.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we love him. But again, you've got these people, and Senator Mark Kelly, maybe if Trump never existed, maybe Senator Mark Kelly might be a happier person because he clearly is another victim of Trump derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's too bad that we don't have our scientists working diligently on a COVID-like shot for that.
Hmm.
That we can force the mm-hmm. lefties to take like they tried to force us.
Well, it'd be good for them, though.
Yeah, but
we'd be just be looking out for their welfare.
We'd be saving their lives and the lives of their grandmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And future babies.
Yeah, they need to be inoculated.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll work.
Mm.
Or maybe a lobotomy of some sort.
We'll get Dr. John and Dr. Latipo on that. They can come up with something.
There you go.
You know, if anybody can do it, they could.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are ways.
We have ways of making you be smart.
We will make life very, very simple for you.
Oh, man. If it was only that easy, right?
Indeed.
Yep. Be a happier world.
Well, you know what? We can make it a little bit of a happier world right now if people call in with things that make them smile. We're looking for some positive, upbeat, non-political thoughts. Come on. You can do it. It's Friday.
Did you say non-political?
I did.
Okay, just checking.
Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Let's smile together next on 97.3 The Sky. Welcome, welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:52, and it is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis, and Transformation Dentistry. Good morning, Hollywood. What's making you smile?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I got some good news, something to get you into the Christmas spirit and the reason for the season, which is Jesus. Tonight at the Pentecostals Church of Gainesville, they have their amazing Christmas concert. It has been one of the most phenomenal concerts I've ever seen in my life. So I encourage people to get out there and celebrate. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah, and if you go, you might meet Hollywood, and you might meet Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Good thought. The waters are starting to cool off. My wife let me buy the new Garmin LiveScope. I got a guy down at Castle Mobile Bait. Eric is wiring it up for me. Saturday, Sunday, I'll be out at Lac Lusa catching some slabs. That makes me smile. Let's go, Red Wings.
There you go. That sounds like a good fishing time.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
Have you done a lot of fishing? I mean,
when I was a kid, I wanted to go so bad, and I had to torture my dad into finally doing it. He wasn't an outdoorsman, per se. But, he caved in, and we went fishing quite a few times, and some of the neighbors, went fishing with, their boys and stuff. And then on and off, never really got, totally hooked on it.
You're just stringing us along there, Bob. That's
But, I have enjoyed it. I mean, here's the deal. It's like anything else. If I'm catching fish, I love it.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Otherwise.
If I'm not catching fish, it's okay.
They're just hanging out in the sun on a boat.
Yeah, which is not which can be okay.
Bad. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like it. I like it. I like eating fish, too, especially fresh fish.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Every year, people wait for the launch of Girl Scout cookie season.
Woo!
But this year, it's even more exciting because they're debuting a brand new cookie, and it's called Explore Mores. Explore Mores, because that's part of what the Girl Scouts do. They go exploring, and that's a good thing. Of course, in their lineup will remain Samoa's Tagalongs and their absolute best ever, the Thin Mint.
Mm.
And if you ever, without my permission, touch my Thin Mint, you may come very close to a smoking gun. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.